Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and here we are on the dawning of 2012. As you bring in the new year, you'll probably enjoy a day off work for the holiday, share a special meal, maybe even write out some resolutions that you'll neglect in 2012. Well, John, for Christians out there looking for a good verse to set their mind for this new year, what passage in the New Testament would you recommend, and why?
Well, I'll tell you, I can think of many verses. People ask me, what's your favorite verse? Oh, could you sign my Bible or sign my book and put your favorite verse? I'm always sort of instantly paralyzed. Favorite verse? This is my favorite book from cover to cover, and you could pick 1,000 different verses. But, you know, I think about what the Lord wills for us. What would be the Lord's desire for us in the year 2012? What would He want for us? And the answer to that is, for His people, He desires their holiness. He desires their sanctification. That is why He gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us for the purpose of sanctifying us. That is why ministers are told to feed the flock of God. That is why the Apostle Paul, from the depths of his heart, told the Corinthians, I want to present you to Christ a chaste virgin. And he said to the Galatians, I am in birth pains until Christ is fully formed in you. And my prayer for an individual, for my own self, and for the people of God is holiness. And maybe 2 Corinthians 7:1 would be the right verse. Having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
All right, thanks, John. And thanks to you for listening today to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. If you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com. And a blessed new year to you and yours.